愿大家平安。
May peace be with you all.
这次的灵恩会想跟大家一起来查考以利亚。
This spiritual convocation, we'd like to study Elijah.
有四个题目。
There are four topics.
第一个，以利亚的属灵复兴。
The first one is the revival of the spiritual life of Elijah.
第二个，以利亚的时代使命。
And the second one is Elijah's mission.
第三个，以利亚的侍奉危机。
And the third one, is Elijah's crisis in his servitude.
第四个，以利亚是战车马兵。
And the fourth one is Elijah is the chariots and horsemen of Israel.
那以利亚的属灵复兴，这是他要服侍神之前第一个功课。
So Elijah had to revive his faith, his spirit before he can serve Israel or help Israel revive their faith.
有时候我们常常想啊，以利亚跟我有什么关系？
Many times we may not be able to identify ourselves with Elijah.
这个教会的复兴是带有职分的人的事情。
It seems like the revival of church only lays on the shoulders of the ministers of church.
那我在教会没有承担圣工，这好像跟我没有关系。
And since I'm not a sacred worker, this has nothing to do with me.
我们知道现在牧养工作越来越难。
We understand that the pastoring work in the church is harder and harder now.
网络发达以后更难。
And after the internet has come online, it's harder and harder to pastor.
如果我们又在当 RE 老师，你比较二十年前跟现在，一直走下坡。
If you have been an RE teacher for 20 years, you'll see the difference in the children from 20 years ago to now.
那这个牧养的困难，三个原因。
And there are three reasons to difficulties of pastoring.
第一个原因就是洗礼太早。
The first one would be that people receive baptism too early.
有的是没有明白道理。
Some of them do not know our truth.
有的是没有 commitment.
And some of them do not lack the commitment.
那受洗是出生的婴孩。
And so after they are baptized, they are like newborn babes.
如果没有明白道理或者没有 commitment, 这等于早产婴孩。
Without understanding the truth and with no commitment, they are like premature babies.
这个是很难照顾。
And it's very hard for the church to minister to these young babies.
抵抗力很弱。
They have very difficult time to ward off diseases.
有时候存活率不高。
And sometimes they cannot, their survival rate is very low.
那第二个就是我们的团契不够。
And secondly, maybe that our fellowships are not strong enough.
所以受洗的没有能够融入这个大家庭里面。
So the newly baptized do not feel that they have a part or bond with the body of Christ in the church.
所以我听到一个姐妹说，教会里面好多很孤单的人。
And I have heard one sister remark that there are many lonely people in a church.
不是大家都来教会，怎么这么孤单呢？
Why is it that there will be lonely people at church if so many people come to church?
没有一个真正的团体让他融入在很爱、很温暖的家庭，能够分享他的软弱，彼此互相的鼓励。
Because there is no avenue for them to encourage one another, to share their troubles, to be able to bond with others in fellowship in Christ.
就是没有一个属灵的这个 bond 的连结力把大家连在一起。
And there is no spiritual bond or attachment to anyone else in the church.
所以一直挣扎挣扎到最后，没有办法，信仰就垮下去。
And after they have struggled for some time, eventually their faith is destroyed.
第三个原因。
And the third reason,
家庭失去牧养的功能。
It is because the family has lost its function to minister to its own members.
其实家庭就是一个小教会。
A family unit is just like a small church.
一个两百人的教会。
A 200 member church.
可能是从80到120个家庭组成的。
It's composed of maybe 80 to 120 family units.
如果每个家庭都有牧养的功能。
If every family has the ability to minister to its members.
那我们就发现我们教会牧养工作可以做得很好。
Then we'll find that a church will do a very excellent job in ministering to their members.
现在的人有的不敢生孩子。
And some people today are afraid to bear children.
有的生一个两个就觉得压力很大。
After they have only one or two children, they'll feel great pressure.
那我们想想看，如果教会里面有几十个属灵的婴孩，这个怎么去牧养呢？
And let's think about it. If in our church we have so many premature children or babies that we have to look after, then how could we do this work successfully?
所以为什么以利亚跟我们每个人有关系?
And that is why Elijah has everything to do with each one of us.
因为每一个家庭都要有一个守望者。
Because every family needs a watchman.
来看顾我们家庭里面成员的信仰。
To minister over and watch over the sheep and the growth of spirit in every family.
那我们守望者的责任就是要复兴他们的灵性。
And what is the responsibility of watchmen is to revive their faith.
那要复兴他们的灵性，我们本身先要复兴我们自己。
And to revive others' faith, we first must revive our own faith.
如果我们本身都很软弱，站不起来。
And if our faith is weak ourselves,
我们怎么有办法去带领我们家人的心？
Then how can we guide or lead and influence others?
所以以利亚 虽然是个先知，他的故事跟每个人都有关系的。
And even though Elijah is a prophet, but his story has everything to do with us.
以利亚在神用他之前，
And before Elijah was used by God,
在列王记上17章记载， 神在两个地方， 来操练他属灵的复兴。
We find that God trained him in two aspects of his life.
我们回来看列王记上的17章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 17.
列王记上十一章17章第一节到第七节， 我们昨天查考过。
We studied already yesterday 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1 to 17.
这是在基利西旁。
This is at the brook Cherith.
那我们今天要查考是第八节到16节。
And today we'd like to study verse 8
在寡妇的家。
It is when Elijah is at the widow's house.
这两个地方造就了以利亚成为神所适用的工人。
The brook Cherith and the house of the widow became his two training grounds for Elijah.
那在基利西旁。
And at the brook Cherith,
这是一个隐藏的生活。
It is a hidden life.
所谓就是超世的生活。
It is a transcending life.
只有他跟神。
It is only between a personal relationship between him and God.
把物质全部都拿掉。
He was trained to remove all material goods.
只有他跟神。
And there was only him and God left.
这样才能够重新建立神跟人的关系。
And that is how he is able to rebuild a relationship between man and God.
有时候我们常常发现新结婚的夫妻很孝顺要跟父母住在一起。
We find that some couples after they're married, they are very filial, so they like to live with their parents.
但是如果父母很强势，
But if today the parents are too strong in their own opinion,
在两边影响他自己的孩子，
and influence or sway their children on two positions,
有时候到最后会变成小孩子离婚。
And because of this bias will cause them to divorce.
所以有时候刚结婚，两个出去好好建立关系，再搬回来跟父母住，也不是不好。
And so sometimes we might be able to consider having newlyweds first marry and live on their own before they move back in with their parents.
那我们跟神的关系其实就是婚姻的关系。
To rebuild their own relationship, just as we also need to rebuild our relationship with God alone.
那这个世界有一个很强势的影响力量。
And in this world, there is a powerful force that is influencing us.
就是世界的潮流。
And that is the trends of this world.
所以一个人跟神的关系还没有很坚固之前， 这个世界的潮流这样一直影响到最后，就跟神的关系就疏远了。
And before a person has a chance to build deep roots in the faith with God, they can be easily broken down by the trends of the world.
因此我们在信仰的第一个功课就是要从这个世界里面退出来。
So the first lesson that we'll learn in growing our faith is to remove ourselves from this world.
让我们有一个机会我们跟神单独相处。
To step back and really think about our relationship with God.
这从旧约到新约都是这样。
And this is the same in the Old and the New Testament.
神要用摩西以前，
And before God was able to use Moses,
把他送到旷野牧养40年。
Moses was sent alone to the desolate wilderness,
就是在那牧养。
To minister to guard the sheep.
那这个四十年就是他跟神的关系。
And those 40 years pastoring sheep was the time for him to build his relationship with God.
那这个关系建立以后
，And after this personal relationship was established,
他就可以面对法老。
He was able to face Pharaoh.
他就可以面对旷野的困难。
He was able to face the challenges of the wilderness.
他就可以面对一群百姓，好像小孩子。
He was able to face the group of Israelites like demanding children.
甚至保罗也是一样。
And this was the case of Paul too.
不是他一归入主的名下，神就马上用他。
And it wasn't just immediately after conversion that Paul immediately served God.
他回到大树有一段隐藏的生活。
He had to return to Tarsus to have a secret and hidden life first.
那到时候到了，神就感动当时的工人去把他找出来。
And after he was well trained. With his relationship with God, then God moved someone else to go find him out.
在这里，神就差遣他到基利西旁
to bring him out to do the work of God. So here we see that God sent Elijah to Brook Cherith.
就把物质都拿掉
and remove all material things from his life.
使他能够跟神建立关系
so he can build a personal relationship with God.
我们今天跟神最大的障碍就是物质
Today, our greatest obstacle.Between us and God is material things.
可能信主久，我们也不会去翻监灵，也不会去拜偶像。
And after we have believed in Christ for a long time, it's not likely that we would worship idols or commit adultery.
但是为什么我们跟神的关系好像没有很亲
？But why is it that our relationship with God is so distant?
就是因为我们的心呐、啊、都被世界拖下来。
Because our heart has been pulled down by this world.
所以圣经说，今生的宴乐、钱财，还有。这些东西吸引了我们，好像网罗一样网住我们。
And so the Bible describes this world like a snare, all the pleasures and lusts and desires, and all the temptations in the world has tied our hearts down.
这个都是世界的事情。
And these are the things that belong to the world.
今生的思虑就是吃什么、穿什么、喝什么。
So the earthly desires are what we eat, what we drink, and what we wear.
宴乐就是怎么活得比较快乐。
And pleasures are things that we enjoy. How can we become more happy in this world?
钱财就是怎么比较多钱。
And wealth is how we can become rich and retire.
当我们整个头脑都充满这个地上的事情。
And when our heart is filled with all these worldly concepts.
我们的心就离开神很远。
Then our heart becomes far away from God.
我们跟神的关系就很疏远。
And then we are very distant.
所以要跟神建立亲密的关系，第一个要把物质拿掉。
And so to build a strong relationship with God, we need to first remove our material obstacles.
就是每一天有一段生活，就是没有外面的干扰，我们面对神。
It is a personal time with God that we can meet God face to face and remove all distractions.
那当这个关系建立起来
，And after we have built up a relationship with God,
你物质再把它放回去，就不会动摇我们跟神的关系。
Then when you put back the material things, it will not shake your faith.
如果这个没有建立起来
，Without building such a relationship,
神给我们越多的物质，这一个人的信仰越容易垮台。
Then if God blesses us with even more material goods, then our faith will be destroyed.
世界越快乐，活得越快乐，越容易垮台。
The more happy and joyful we are living pleasure in this world, the more our faith will be destroyed.
所以圣经说不要思念地面的事。
And that's why the Bible says, do not set your mind on the things on the earth.
我们要思念上面的事。
We must set our mind on the things above.
那里有基督坐在神的右边。
In that heaven, Jesus Christ is sitting on the right hand side of God.
我们已经死了。
We have died in Christ.
就属灵上来讲，我们受洗的时候，世界对我们已经死了，我们不属世界。
Spiritually speaking, after we are baptized, we have died to the world.
所以我们需要有这种心态。
And so we must have this kind of spirit.
我是天上的国民，在地上做客人。
We are only sojourners in this world.
我的人生目标就是上天国。
My goal in this life is to go to heaven.
会影响我上天国的。
Anything that deters me from this goal,
我都可以舍掉。
I'm willing to forego.
不会影响我上天国的。
And those things that do not influence me,
可有可无。
I can have or not have.
会帮助我上天国的。
And what can help me go to heaven?
一定要有。
I must have.
所以需要有这种很清楚的观念。
And so we must have this very clear commitment, conviction.
我们的价值观跟地上的人不一样。
That our values should be very different from the people of this world.
地上的人一定要有什么叫做好。
And what the earthly people define as good.
没有什么就是不好。
Is not necessarily what we define as good.
那这个变成一个文化，一个潮流。
And this type of definition becomes the trend or culture of the world.
那我们信主之后，要从这个文化潮流要改变。
But as Christians, we need to depart from this cultural bondage.
那就要进入基利西旁。
And in order to do that, we have to go to the brook Cherith.
所以这个是一个初次的生活。
And so this is the first thing we must do.
在那里培养他的心智，就是他跟神的关系。
To nurture our spirit. And our faith in God.
那这个操练啊，有一个时间。
And this type period of training is a time period.
所以有时候我们回想我们的人生哦，神在操练我们一段一段一段，每一段都不太一样。
And when we look back to our life, we'll see times when God has trained us, and there are different times and stages of our life.
那这个操练到什么时候结束？
And when does this training end?
十七章第七节。
In verse 7 of chapter 17 in 1 Kings.
过了些日子，积水就干了，因为雨没有下在地上。
And it happened after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land.
所以以利亚就喝那个溪水哦，哎，那溪水一天一天干，他怎么办？
And so when Elijah was drinking the water from the brook, it dried up slowly day by day.
如果他用眼睛看，一定会忧虑啊！那干了，神不叫我走，不是渴在这里渴死吗
？If he kept looking at the water, he might get anxious and say, "Well, the water's drying up. Is God going to make me thirsty and die from thirst here?"
但是神只是要操练他，不是要送到那里叫他死的。
But God did not send him there to die. God was just training him.
那这个溪水干了，神的话就下来。第八节。
And as soon as the brook dried up, then the word of God came.
那溪水可以比较什么？
And what does it mean that the brook dried up?
溪水有时候好像是银行的存款。
It could be that our bank account is depleted.
看来看来就银行存款已经快没有了，怎么办？
It could be that we're running out of money.
但是好像还没有找到工作。
That we still haven't found a job.
到处打工，还可以没有正式的工作。
We seem to find a lot of temporary jobs, but we don't have anything permanent.
那个就乌鸦叼饼啊，打工就是神给我们的机会。
And it'll be just like working temporarily, but having the ravens feed us from day to day.
但是到溪水全部干了，神的话进来，也进入第二个阶段。
And after the brook Cherith dried up, there was a second period of training that we enter.
我们看十七章的第八节。
And turning to chapter 17, verse 8.
列王记上十七章的第八节。
First Kings 17:8。
神的话临到他说：“你起身往西顿的撒勒法去，住在那里。我已经吩咐一个寡妇供养你。”
Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you."
我们就发现。以利亚的第二个操练的地方是在一个寡妇的家。
The second training ground for Elijah was the house of a poor widow.
那在基利西旁，以利亚只有他自己的困难。
At the brook Cherith, he only had problems of his own.
他的困难就是我要吃什么，我要喝什么。
To deal with, which is what to eat and what to drink.
那神就叫他吃，吩咐乌鸦给他饼吃。
And so God commanded the ravens to give him bread and meat.
那就叫他喝河里面的水。
And God told him to drink of the brook Cherith.
那到了第八章一直到二十四章。
And from verse 8 to verse 24,
我们就发现这个寡妇有两个问题。
We find that there are more problems now. There are two problems.
那现在以利亚到他家去，这个两个问题会变成他的问题。
And these two problems becomes Elijah's problems.
第一个问题。
And first problem.
就是他罐子里面的面呢，只剩下一点点。
The widow had almost no flour left and oil left.
所以以利亚去的时候
，And so when Elijah went,
这个寡妇就出去捡柴。
The widow went out to gather some sticks.
要做什么
？To do what?
要做最后一块饼。
To make a final piece of bread.
然后他跟他孩子吃了就要等死。
And after they eat of that small cake, then they will afterward wait for death.
那现在以利亚到他家，这个问题变他的。
And after Elijah went to her house, this problem is now his problem.
这是第一个问题。
And so this is the first problem.
那第二个问题是从十七节开始。
And the second problem starts on verse 17.
就是他寡妇的孩子死了。
The widow's son died.
那这个也变成以利亚的问题。
And this too became Elijah's problem.
所以寡妇就来告诉以利亚，我孩子死了。
And so the widow came to Elijah and said, "My son is dead."
所以在他家里面呢，神就借这个两个问题来操练他。
And so using these two problems, God used these to train Elijah.
那这个让我们想到什么
？And what does this inspire for us?
我们信仰灵修的操练，不只是说很安静的读圣经祷告。
Our spiritual training is not only to read the Bible quietly by ourselves.
当然在基利西旁我们去参加讲习会，这个都很重要，很好。
Of course, going to the Brook Cherith is like attending seminars at church and going to a retreat for a while.
这也有它的必要性。
This has its necessities.
所以有很多的同龄因为去参加一些讲习会灵修会，信仰就恢复了。
And so we can see many members attend these church seminars, and they have revived their faith.
所以这些讲习会、灵修会是值得我们去参加。
And so these seminars that are hosted by our church are very valuable time for us to retreat there and spend time with God.
但是信仰另外一个操练就是我们每一天的生活。
But another training ground for us in spirit is to face our daily challenges.
我们知道我们的生活在看不见的层面都是神在掌管的。
We can imagine that from the invisible spiritual aspect, God is watching over us.
所以圣经说我们的生死祸福都在神。
And so God is actually watching over us, and our life and death is in His hands.
那神为什么会允许一些事情临到我们，临到我们的家庭
？And there are times when God will allow certain things.To come to our family like crisis.
如果没有神，没有信仰，你没有办法解释。
And if we don't have God, we don't have faith. We wouldn't be able to understand the reasons behind these crises.
我们唯一的解释就是说运气不好了，我不够努力了，或者遇到坏人了。
So we might say we're just unlucky, or we just met with bad people.
那这个每一个解释都没有什么意义。
But All these explanations don't really answer the questions.
但是当我们有信仰以后，我们就发现每一个面对的问题隐藏都有一个学习的功课。
But once we know God, every time He sends us a problem, it is something that God wants us to learn from.
那这个功课学会了，我们的灵性又进步了。
Once we treat it like a homework lesson, we learn our lesson, then God would take it away.
所以我们的灵性是在面对每一天的困难当中，这样一直在神的面前这样一直操练，一直在成长。
And so our spiritual growth grows day by day from facing these daily life challenges.
那这样我们才能够来服侍神。
And this is how we become ready to serve the Lord.
比方说当时以色列百姓他们已经走到迦南地旁边。
Just as the Israelites.Originally, they had already reached the border of Canaan.
那要进去呢，还是不进去
？And they debated whether or not they should enter the land of Canaan.
一共有十二个人。
And there were 12 spies that were sent in to look at the land.
那十个人似乎没有从他们旷野所经验的一些事情，在信心上得到长进。
And these 12 people, did they learn from the spiritual lessons of the wilderness?
所以他只强调。负面的。
And it seemed like they didn't build up their faith. And so when they reported back, they just emphasized on the negatives.
我们不能进去。
We can't go in.
因为人很高大。
Because there are giants there.
我们比起来好像蚱蜢。
And we're just like grasshoppers.
我们一定失败。
We will surely fail.
那个城很高大，我们打不败。
The walls of a city are huge.
他这样一讲，大家都很灰心了。
And after they said we will surely be defeated, everyone.
就开始埋怨摩西你为什么把我们带到这个死在这里
？We're terrified, and they started to complain against Moses, saying, "Why did you bring us here?"
但是只有两个人从过去的经验呢学到 属灵的功课。
But out of the 12, there were two who learned from the experiences and the journey in the wilderness.
他说我们一定要去。
They firmly believed. They said we should go and attack.
我们一定可以得胜。
We will surely be victorious.
他为什么会这样？这么有肯定，这么积极？
Why were they so convinced?
因为他们从埃及一度看到在生活中神怎么带领他们。
Because from their daily lives, they saw how God led them.
只要是神的旨意。
In the wilderness day by day.
只要是神的旨意，神一定会带领我们走过去。
As long as it was God's will, then God will surely take us through.
所以法老王要阻挡。
And so when Pharaoh was about to block them.
那神用十个灾殃让他顺服。
God used 10 plagues to make him submit to God's will.
遇到红海不能过去。
And when they couldn't cross the Red Sea,
神把红海分开。
God parted the Red Sea for them.
遇到旷野没有东西吃。
When they had no food in the wilderness,
神从天上降玛拿给他们。
God gave them manna from heaven.
没有水喝。
When they had no water to drink,
磐石流水出来。
God gave them water from the stone.
所以他们一直在数算他们走过的这一段路程所体会到神的带领跟恩典。
And so if they were to recount all the miracles and blessings of God's providence during that time,
他们在往前看就没有害怕。
Then they should have had no fear when going into Canaan.
我们所拜的神是没有改变的。
Because our God that we worship is a never-changing God.
如果我们继续对神有信心顺服。
And so if we have this faith to continue to follow his will and submit to him,
神叫我们走的这一条路一定可以走完，一定可以得胜。
Then we will surely be victorious if we continue down this path of obedience.
所以我们每一天在生活当中要去操练我们遇到的事情到底神要我们学什么。
And so we need to be very intent and careful to learn every day what the things that God wants us to learn.
好，那我们再回来看十七章的第八节。
Let's turn back to 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 8.
好，这个第八节啊，说到寡妇那里，要寡妇要供养他。
There, the widow was supposed to feed him.
这个很难了解一件事情。
This is something that's hard to comprehend.
哦，寡妇要供养。
How can a widow feed Elijah?
哦，因为圣经里面的寡妇哦，一般都是指着比较贫穷。
Because we know that widows in the Bible are often very poor.
那也没有什么社会地位。
They have no societal status.
那神竟然叫一个寡妇去喂养将来神要用的工人。
Yet God commanded this widow to feed and train, to minister to a future worker of God.
那到底神在训练以利亚什么？
And so what was God trying to train Elijah?
神在训练以利亚对神在生活当中的信心呢？
And this was to train Elijah on faith.
好，所以他就顺服了。
And so Elijah submitted.
好，我们看回来看十七章。
Let's turn back to chapter 17.
第十节。
Verse 10.
以利亚就起身往撒勒法去，到城门见有一个寡妇在那里捡柴。
So he rose, went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, indeed a widow was there gathering sticks.
好，所以。我们看神所用的人啊，对神这种顺服非常重要。
We see that a servant of God is submissive to the will of God.
那这个顺服是从信心来的。
And this submission only comes from faith.
如果神要叫我走这一条路
，If God wants me to walk on this path,
神一定会带领我。
God will surely lead me to the end.
这个就是信心，然后产生一种顺服。
And this.Is the submission that grows out of faith.
那如果以利亚想很多
，and if Elijah thinks a lot,
这个饥荒，那寡妇家他要怎么养我
？He might worry, well, it's famine time. How would this poor widow be able to feed me?
他就大概不会去吧。
Then he might have not even gone there.
好，那我们就看，他像以色列百姓在走旷野路。
It's just like the Israelites traveling in the wilderness.
神叫他出埃及的时候。
And after they were told to leave Egypt,
他如果要算一算哦，一天要吃多少？这么多人要吃多少
？If they were to calculate all the provisions they would need to feed, so many people in the wilderness for this span of time,
他们可能永远不敢出埃及。
They would never have dared to leave Egypt.
第一个，没有这么多食物。
Firstly, they wouldn't be able to store so much food.
第二个，如果要带这么多食物，搬不动。
Secondly, if they were to carry so much food, they wouldn't be able to leave at all.
那今天我们在信仰生活，就是对神的信心。
Today, in our journey of faith, it is to have faith in God.
哦，圣经记载神对我们讲的每一句话都是有力量。
Every word that God speaks to us from the Bible carries power.
哦，都会实现。
It will all be fulfilled.
所以每一个困难在圣经都可以找到神的一个应许来解决。
And so every trouble that we face, we will find the answer in the Bible.
因为圣经是神赐给我们的百科全书。
Because the Bible is the encyclopedia of life that God has given to us.
只是这个是封住的，所以我们看不懂。
But it is sealed, so we may not be able to understand it fully.
那如果我们看得懂，我们就知道每一个困难，圣经都有一条路可以走。
But actually, with every problem that we face, the answer lies right there in the Bible for us.
因此遇到困难，我们不会怕。
And so when we face troubles, we will not be afraid.
我们是感觉是我信心不够这样而已。
We will only feel as if we don't have enough faith.
如果信心够，每一个神的话都会实现。
Because if we have sufficient faith, every word of God will come to pass.
好，那我们先来看他到撒勒瓦寡妇家去。
And let's see what happens when he goes to the home of the widow of Zarephath.
那他就叫请这个寡妇啊说。取一点水来给我喝，在第十节。
So in verse 10, Elijah asked the widow to bring him a little water.
那他去取水的时候，那以利亚又说拿个饼来给我。
Then while she was getting the water for him, he also asked her, "Please bring me a morsel of bread."
那个时候这个寡妇就说了。
And then the widow replied.
他说我指着永生的神起誓，我没有饼。坛里面有一把面，瓶里面有一点油。我现在有找两根柴，回家为我的儿子做饼。我们吃了，死了就死了吧。
So she said, "As the Lord your God lives, I do not have bread, only a handful of flour in a bin, and a little oil in a jar. And see, I'm gathering a couple of sticks that I may go and prepare for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die."
所以以利亚还没到这个家庭之前，这个寡妇是想说，这一块饼吃了，我们就等死。
So before Elijah reached the widow's house, the widow was planning to eat her last meal with her son.
那现在既然神叫说要在寡妇里面要供养你
，And yet the Lord commanded him to be fed by this widow.
但是以利亚不晓得神要怎么供养
，And Elijah didn't know how God would have this be carried out.
他就进到这里面。
But then he is at her home now.
当这个寡妇这样讲的时候
，And as soon as the widow said this,
我们看以利亚怎么回应。
How does Elijah answer?
14-13节。
Verse 13.
以利亚说：“不要惧怕，可以照你所说的去做吧。你要先为我做一个饼，拿来给我，然后为你跟你的儿子做饼。”
Elijah said to her, "Do not fear. Go and do as you have said.But make me a small cake from it first and bring it to me. And afterward, make some for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, the bin of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on the earth.
因为当一个人只剩下最后一块饼的时候，当然是很害怕。
And so when you have nothing left but a small cake, of course you'll be scared.
因为你吃完就没有了，那就死期就到了。
Because after you eat of it,You will have nothing left.
那以利亚说不要害怕。
So Elijah said to her, "Don't be afraid."
那他这讲不要害怕是有原因的。
And there is a reason for telling her that.
就是在十四节。
In verse 14.
因为神如此说，坛内的面必不减少，瓶里的油不度短缺，直到神使雨降在地上的日子。
A bin of flour shall not be used, that the jar of oil run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on earth.
这句话是神对。以利亚讲的。
And this word was something that the word came to Elijah directly from God.
既然是神讲的，所以就有他的权柄。
And so when God speaks His word, it carries power.
这一句话就会实现。
And this word shall be fulfilled.
这一句话就是以利亚的依靠。
And so this word was the reliance for Elijah.
神给他的应许就是他的依靠。
And God's promise to him will be his reliance.
那当他对寡妇这样讲，寡妇去顺服。
And so when Elijah gave this word to the widow submitted.
那这一句话就救了寡妇全家。
And so this word saved the whole family of the widow.
如果那个寡妇说，我自己吃死了，我自己吃了最后一块饼，我没有办法给你。
But if the widow just said, "Oh, if I just eat it, I'll die," and just doesn't believe him.
那我寡妇真的是最后一块饼，就死了。
And then for sure the widow would die.
但是寡妇很有信心，她就相信以利亚的话。
But the widow had a lot of faith. She believed in Elijah.
所以十五节。
Verse 15.
妇人照着以利亚的话去行，行她家中所家中的人，并以利亚吃了许多的日子。
So she went away and did according to the word of Elijah, and she and he and her household ate for many days.
十六节。
Verse 16.
坛里的面果然不减少，瓶里的油也不短缺，正如神借着以利亚所说的话。
The bin of flour was not used up, nor did a jar of oil run dry, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by Elijah.
最后，我们发现，就靠着神的应许，他们一直活到饥荒结束。
And so, according to God's promise, they were able to survive the famine.
在十八章，以利亚面对假先知。
In chapter 18, when Elijah faced the false prophets,
因为这个假先知带领他们去拜偶像。
Because these false prophets led the nation of Israel to worship false idols.
但是在十七章这个寡妇的家里面。
Yet in chapter 17, the household of the widow.
这两个神迹要坚固以利亚的信心。
These two miracles that would sustain the faith of Elijah.
你只要拜神，你不需要去拜偶像。
And to teach him that you only need to worship God and no one else.
因为你所需要神都可以解决。
Because everything that you need, God will provide.
我们现在在想为什么现在的人要拜偶像？
Let's think about this. Why do the people today worship idols?
你如果去接触很多的人，我发现拜偶像两个原因。
We find that there are two reasons why a lot of Asians worship idols.
第一个发财。
Firstly, is to gain wealth.
第二个保平安。
Secondly, to have peace.
就因为这两个原因大家在拜偶像。
And because of these two reasons, they would worship idols.
那当时的世代在拜偶像也不外乎这样。
And during that time, it was no different.
因为人的本性是一样的。
Because the nature of man remains the same.
那为什么人想要发财？
And why would people want to get rich?
就是希望在生活中有安全感。
So they can have a sense of security in their life.
这是最基本的原因。
And this is the most fundamental reason.
但是偶像不是神啊。
But idols are not God.
那如果人去拜偶像，为着发财，人就没有办法来拜神。
But if today people go to worship idols, they cannot worship God.
那在寡妇的家里面。
So in the household of the widow,
以利亚就体验到
Elijah experienced
神所临到的地方
that wherever God is
神的恩典是丰盛的
that his blessings are surely abundant
所以只要有神
and so as long as he has God
你的生活就没有缺乏
there will be no lacking
你就不需要去拜偶像
because there's no need to then worship idols
因为神是活的他是我们的父
because God is a living God he is our heavenly father
在他的眼中我们比飞鸟贵重比百合还重
in his eyes we're more precious than sparrows more beautiful than lilies
如果神照顾飞鸟照顾百合
and if God takes care of the lilies and the sparrows in the sky
神也会照顾我们
God will surely take care of our needs
那就像这种很单纯的信心
And so with this very simple faith,
我们心里面就可以归回向神，不会跑去拜偶像。
We can return to God with all our heart and move away from the idols of our life.
好，我们来看希伯来书。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书的十三章。
Chapter 13.
希伯来书十三章。
Hebrews 13.
第五节
Verse 5
你们存心不可贪爱钱财只要以自己所有的为主因为主说我总不撇下你也不丢弃你
Let your conduct be without covetousness be content with such things as you have for he himself has said I will never leave you nor forsake you
贪财就是拜偶像
So being greedy is idolatry
那怎么才不会贪财
And so how can we not be greedy
就是抓住神的话
It is to grab on, hold on to the word and promises of God. 那
这一句话就会实现。
And then these promises will be fulfilled.
我不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
That this word saying God promising us that I will never leave you nor forsake you.
第六节。
Verse 6.
所以主是帮助我的，我必不惧怕人能够把我怎样呢
？So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper; I will not fear. What can man do to me?
所以生活体验越多，你越发现 只要我抓住神，我的生活就不会有问题。
And so the more we experience God in our everyday life, the more we learn, the only one we need is God Himself.
先求神的国跟神的义，生活的需要神就会提供。
First seek His kingdom and righteousness, then all these things you need will be given to you.
那这样我们信仰才会回归向神。
Then our faith will return back to God.
好，那在列王记上十七章的十七节以后。
And then from 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 17.
第二个神迹。
There was a second miracle.
一个小孩子死了。
There was a son who died.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
以利亚伏在孩子的身上求神。
And Elijah stretched himself on the child three times.
然后神应许以利亚的话，孩子的灵魂进入他的身体，他就活了。
And cry out to the Lord. And then God heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came back to him, and he was revived.
我们就发现，神能够叫死人复活。
Here we find that God can even raise the dead.
如果神能够叫死人复活，
If God can raise the dead,
神与我们同在，我们还怕什么？
If God is with us, what should we fear?
我们还忧虑什么？
What should we worry about?
没有害怕，没有忧虑，就是平安。
If we don't have fear, we don't have worries, then there is peace.
所以拜假的神要得到平安是没有平安的。
And so if we worship a false god, we will never obtain peace.
但是主，我们来拜这个真的神。
But if we worship the true God,
对他真的有信靠的心。
And really fully rely on Him on every need.
我们知道神带领我们的路，对我们都是好的。
We'll know that trusting Him, everything that He guides us to is for our good.
每一条神带的路都有丰盛神的恩典。
Every road that we take is filled with His blessings.
那我们就发现，人生任凭他随意引导。
And so we just submit to Him, let Him guide and lead us in this journey of life.
有很多人常常问我说：“你什么时候退休？”
Many people ask me, "When am I going to retire?"
我从来没有想过。
I never thought about that.
然后问了以后，我就开始在想。
But after they started asking me, I started to think.
我就发现了，你一开始有这个生涯规划，就很多愁烦。
Once you started to worry or think about your future plans, then you start to worry.
为什么
？Why?
你要想，我目标是什么？
Then you start to think, what is my goals?
那一目标一出来，那怎么达到目标？
Then after you set your goals, then you worry about how to get there.
因为太多的变数没有办法控制。
And there are too many variables that's beyond your control.
那你就忧虑这个变数要怎么克服，那个变数要怎么克服，太多烦恼了。
So when we start to worry about all the things we cannot control, we have a lot of anxieties.
想一想的不需要想了。
And after I considered that, I stopped thinking.
我是不是交托给神？
I just remembered I need to entrust everything to the Lord.
一直服侍神到教会说要退休，就是退休吧。
And so I'll serve until the day that the church tells me I don't need to serve anymore.
那这样我就不要没有烦恼。
And then I have no worries.
因为人的脚步在神的决定。
Because our footsteps are directed by the Lord.
那我们看那个路德记里面。
When we look at the book of Ruth,
路德没有为自己的前途着想。
Ruth never thought about her own future.
她只希望能够讨她的婆婆喜欢，照顾她。
Her only thought was to please her mother-in-law and to take care of her for the end of her days.
那没有为自己前途着想，就等于没有前途吗？
And does it mean that if you don't think about your future, that you have no future?
这个是我们常常要想一个问题。
And so this is a question that we will think often.
所以有很多人很会计划。
Many people know how to plan.
但是很会计划就很多愁烦。
But the more they plan, the more worries they have.
那不会计划不等于就没有前途。
But the person who doesn't plan doesn't mean they don't have a future.
所以你看，后来路德遇到波阿斯。
And later we see how Ruth met Boaz.
他刚好到一块田。
She happened to be at his field gleaning.
波阿斯刚好到那里。
And she happened to be at a time when Boaz arrived.
在对的时间到对的地点遇到对的人。
At a perfect time, perfect opportunity, she met the perfect man.
三个巧合加在一起还是巧合吗？
And three coincidences, is it really a coincidence?
这是神的安排。
No, this is the arrangement of God.
所以当我们对神有一种信心，
And so today if we have faith in God,
把我们的前途交托给他，
If we are willing to entrust our future in His hands,
我们一定可以看到神的荣耀。
Then we'll surely see the glory of God in our lives.
因为我们拜神是荣耀的神。
Because our God is a glorious God.
所以在寡妇的家，
And so in a widow's house,
一个小孩子死了都可以活过来。
If a child who's dead can even be revived,
当以利亚这样的体验，
When Elijah received such experience,
他面对亚哈王，他就没有害怕。
He was fearless when he faced Ahab and all his false prophets.
因为他真的感觉到神跟他同在。
Because he really felt the abidance of God with him.
他祷告，使人会复活。
When he prayed, God listened to him.
他照神的吩咐做，寡妇的家面粉油用不完。
And when he obeyed the word of God, the flour and the oil never ran dry.
那这么清楚神的同在。
And such clear guidance and the guidance of the Lord.
要来面对假先知就没有困难。
Was his basis for facing the challenge of the false prophets.
所以我们要在信仰生活当中不断操练自己。
And so in our daily journey of faith, we need to continue to train ourselves.
让我们对神有信心。
To have faith in God.
那我们就可以来做美好的服事。
And then we can serve him beautifully.
唱诗。
And sing him.
419.
419.
起来祷告。
We will now pray together.
我们的从神的恩典常常是借着祷告降到我们身上。
When we obtain blessings from God, it is often only through prayer.
祷告也是我们跟神建立亲密关系的一个很有效的方法。
Prayer is an effective way for us to build an intimate relationship with God.
所以我们在灵恩布道会灵恩会期间需要有更多次的祷告。
And so we need to take advantage of every prayer in a spiritual convocation.
在这个期间，我们来亲近神。
To draw closer to God.
暂时把世界拿掉。
Let's first cast aside everything in the world.
我们现在进到基利西旁。
We have come into the brook Cherith.
只有神跟我。
Only God and me.
我们这样来面对神，来复兴我们的信仰。
Let's face God and revive our faith.
那我们联会之后，我们就觉得我们跟神更亲近。
And after the spiritual convocation, we'll feel recharged and closer to God.
所以如果你要求圣灵、求恩典要接受按手，请我们到前面。
So if you're seeking any blessings, please feel free to come forward.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.